Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Henry Miller, Dr. Henry Miller, physician and molecular biologist, the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health. It's important to remember that in Henry's youth, he was at the FDA founding director of the Office of Biotechnology, and we address the FDA here in 2025. Henry, I read your most recent column, and I've watched around the editorials about DOGE. It would appear that the FDA has had a visit from the DOGE boys, as they're called by the friendly press, and the DOGE boys have mandated 3,500 exits from the FDA. That's a lot of people I don't know, so I specifically concentrate on the San Francisco lab. What's happened, Henry? Who are these reviewers? What do they do, and what does it mean that they're gone? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, the early estimates have been that 3,500 FDA employees were fired. That's about 20% of the agency's workforce. And although the new commissioner, Marty Makary, denies that there were inspectors and reviewers of new drugs and other products let go, that's just not true. It's demonstrably a lie. The San Francisco lab that you referred to is just one of many losses to the agency. And I should point out that FDA is perhaps the most ubiquitous and one of the most important federal agencies. It regulates some 20 cents of every consumer dollar. Virtually all the foods we eat, with the only exception being beef and poultry, which is regulated by USDA, and medical devices like pacemakers and the equipment that's used for colonoscopies and chest x-rays and CT scans and so on. Debilitating FDA really hurts. It hurts Americans day to day. The San Francisco lab, which has been virtually decimated, is a good example. It had been the only one able to test for bird flu contamination in pet food, in the agency's network. They were the only scientists with the expertise and specialized biocontainment infrastructure to do the testing for bird flu contamination in pet food. And that's a real problem. A number of cats have died, the pet cats, after consuming contaminated pet food. And a large number of barn cats have died after drinking contaminated milk from cows with bird flu. But the cuts and the distortion across the agency is huge. It goes from librarians who used to be able to find relevant scientific literature for reviewers to IT specialists and even just the travel people who would make the travel arrangements for inspectors who were going abroad to Europe or China or Japan to inspect manufacturing facilities. So we're seeing a ripple effect across much of the oversight of Americans' food and medical supplies.
You look at the San Francisco lab, and one specific threat is bird flu. The bird flu resistance or the bird flu remedy is weakened by these exits, or does it transfer to another lab?
No, it's not transferred because there isn't the biocontainment apparatus that the San Francisco lab had. And other labs, for example, the one in Chicago, have also been decimated. So it's really just an awful, awful situation.
Can you reason how this is more efficient to absent people from a secure lab testing for bird flu that constantly threatens the U.S.?
Well, it isn't more efficient, John. In spite of the banner, the DOGE banner being more efficient and more economical, what we've gotten instead is a weaker oversight of the products that keep Americans safe. And that's true of many other agencies as well, the Environmental Protection Agency being another. And there's an important point there. EPA and FDA are relatively unique in the government in having to perform affirmative approvals before many products can be used. So when you make them less efficient and less effective, there are delays in getting new drugs, vaccines, medical devices by FDA onto the market, and fewer new pesticides and other similar products, chemicals approved by EPA. This is not a benefit when new, important, innovative products are delayed. It's not good for the public. It's not good for the companies who depend on regulators' approvals for getting their products marketed.
You have two recommendations, actually. Two men, senior positions, have left the FDA, have these recommendations about what is to be done. Strengthen the scientific review teams. Is that something that is straightforward? Those are specialists, right? Once they're gone, they're gone.
One way would be to make it a less toxic atmosphere than has occurred for the last 100 days plus. I mentioned former Commissioner Scott Gottlieb's observation that as many as 600 reviewers were looking for jobs outside the government. And the second point is to respect and not override scientific judgments. I'll give you an example of how that's a potential problem. The new commissioner of the FDA, Marty Makary, chose to be his special assistant at a position that I held way back when Frank Young was the FDA commissioner. He chose an unbalanced anti-vaccine activist named Tracy Beth Hogue, who will undoubtedly influence the agency's posture toward vaccines. And we've seen some of that already. FDA has said that even new versions of older proven vaccines, which would include seasonal flu vaccine updates and updated COVID boosters, will need placebo-controlled clinical trials, which are frankly impossible to do, because the trial for flu, let's take a flu seasonal vaccine update.
30 seconds, Henry.
For example, they're updated because there are new variants of flu each year. And if you tried to do a placebo-controlled clinical trial, there simply wouldn't be enough time to get it done before the next flu season. So it's just impractical. These are people who don't understand the nature and the nuts and bolts of regulation, although they're in positions of power.
Dr. Henry Miller.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. And now get early access to Memorial Day deals. Save 30% on our most popular smart bed, i8. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.